Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on primary day, May the 3rd, 2022, a rainy primary day, 12 minutes past the hour. Do want to remind everybody off the top of the bat, what kind of saying was that? It's time again for the 9th annual Missions Yard Sale, June 2nd through 4th. Donations are needed to make this year's sale a success. Please reach out. Thanks in advance. Drop-off times can be set up. You contact Chris Reed, 740-751-3029. Go ahead, caller.
Would it be Dr. Seuss?
Not Dr. Seuss. But again, that number, if you wanted to set up a drop-off time, would be 740-751-3029. And again, that's the 9th annual Missions Yard Sale, June 2nd through 4th. Donations are definitely in need. And again, the Marion County Fair this year will be July the 4th through the 9th. Coming up today on this station, Adam the Computer Guy, 2:10 to 3 p.m. Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5 p.m. And our live election coverage tonight, starting at 7:10 p.m. Don't miss that. We'll have the results as they come in from the Board of Elections, and we will also be talking with some of the candidates tonight. So I think it will be very worthwhile.
Go ahead, caller.
How about 50 Shades?
Not 50 Shades, no. Good guess, though. No, 50 Shades of Grey. How did that happen?
I don't know. That's a good series.
No vampires there.
No, just Christian Grey.
Thank you.
All right. That was an interesting little bit of a racy book series there. Got turned into a series of movies, I think.
And as we continue on here, primary day here in Ohio, we do want to remind everybody again that we'll be live tonight starting at 7:10 p.m. with live election results and conversations with local and statewide candidates. We've had a lot of fun during this election cycle. We've had pretty much all of the candidates on who are running in the gubernatorial primaries tonight. We have had Governor DeWine. We've had Joe Blystone, Jim Renacci, Nan Whaley. The only person we have not had on is the person we have on this hour, right before the primary, just in time, the former mayor of Cincinnati, John Cranley. Mayor, how are you?
I'm great. It's great to be with you. Happy Election Day. I hope everybody goes out and votes, even with the rain.
Now, have you voted already this morning?
Yeah, I voted this morning with my wife and we brought along our 13-year-old son, Joseph.
Now, how did the turnout look this morning?
We're hearing a turnout is low everywhere, so we encourage all your listeners to go out and vote.
Now, does a low turnout foreshadow anything, in your opinion?
All I know is that we have been traveling the state and talking about the need for a comeback. Ohio has been in decline in most parts of the state outside of Columbus for the last 3 decades under one party Republican rule. And in my city, where I've been mayor for the last 8 years, we are the only major city, 100,000 or more, that's made a comeback. And so I can bring the comeback to Ohio just as I did to Cincinnati.
In what ways do you see bringing this comeback to Ohio?
Well, our values in Cincinnati have been to embrace and improve police-community relations and invest in education, public transit, clean energy. And those values have worked, and our city's growing faster than the state, reducing poverty faster than the state. Black-owned businesses, we have more of them that make a half a million a year than any city in Ohio. For Ohio, we're going to take those same values, which are the opposite of the one-party Republican corrupt values that have been governing our states for 30 years. And we're going to invest in education, first by providing summer school for kids who lost learning during COVID, the option for families to take advantage of that. It won't be mandatory, but it'll be optional. We're going to improve K-12 education. I'm going to guarantee 30,000 jobs are created annually that pay $60,000 a year, enough to live a middle-class life, to build the infrastructure we need, high-speed Wi-Fi for the whole state, good cell phone coverage for the whole state, clean water, clean energy, fix our roads and bridges. We're going to pay for those jobs by legalizing marijuana, taxing it, and putting the taxes into those jobs. And we're going to provide a $500 per family dividend, up to $75,000 a year in income, to help people deal with inflation.
Now, today, when people go into the voting booth and being a primary, if they are voting Democrat, on the gubernatorial ticket, they will see two names. They will see your name and Nan Whaley. Why are you the better choice than Nan Whaley?
I'm a better choice because my city is doing better than Ohio, and Dayton is doing worse. And so in the last 10 years, my city grew twice as fast as the state of Ohio after six decades of decline. If we're going to beat a Republican in Ohio, which Trump won twice, I think we need a candidate whose record is better than the status quo and not worse.
When we look at the Republican side today, it's a very interesting race. We've got an incumbent governor, Mike DeWine, who's polling about 40% within his own party. And then you've got two candidates, Joe Blystone and Jim Renacci, who seem to be the anti-DeWine vote, but they seem to be splitting that vote with about 25% each. What do you think is going to happen in that Republican primary today?
Look, I think the Republicans have been running our state for 30 years. So whoever it is, I intend to beat them. And my record's better than the state of Ohio that's been run by Republicans for 30 years. They're also corrupt. You know, they led the biggest corruption scandal in the history of the state. And that scandal has also led to higher energy bills in a time of high inflation. And so they take money out of your pocket and give it to the special interest. Teresa Fetter and I have a plan, my running mate, to provide a $500 a year natural gas dividend like they do in Alaska, and that will help people with inflation. So they take money out of your pocket, we put money in your pocket. That's a good message for us going into November.
Democrats have had a difficult time winning in Ohio, let's say in the last 8 years. Some win, you know, Sherrod Brown wins, and others win here and there, but on as far as governors have went and other statewide offices, it's mostly all Republicans. How are the Democrats going to combat that this fall?
Well, I think fundamentally it's about message and values and substance. And first and foremost, most of Ohio is in economic decline, and so is my city until I became mayor, and now we are growing. And so I can provide that same comeback to the rest of Ohio. Secondly, we need a new set of new, fresh ideas to move Ohio forward and to orchestrate a comeback. And that's why we're going to upgrade education. That's why we're going to guarantee jobs and build infrastructure. That's why we're going to legalize marijuana. And that's why we're going to provide a dividend. Because these are new ideas that cut across party lines and can meaningfully improve the quality of people of every community around the state.
What is the state of the Democratic Party in Ohio? There's been a lot of change in leadership. Elections, as I say, haven't gone as well as others have hoped. What is the state right now?
Well, I obviously, as you point out, the Democrats have lost a number of elections, but Sherrod Brown and Jennifer Bruner have won, and so there are obviously candidates who do win. And I believe that the candidates who have won in Ohio are candidates that have given people economic hope. And as I've traveled the state extensively over the last couple years, I have seen that there is a sense that the future used to happen here. You know, we're the state of John Glenn and Neil Armstrong, the state of Thomas Edison and the Wright brothers. We're the state of astronauts and manufacturing. And for decades, all of that has been in decline, except for Columbus and now because of, except of Cincinnati. But here's what I can offer is hope. You know, my city was in decline, like so much of Ohio, and yet we turned it around. And so I can do the same for Ohio. And the Republicans have been given every opportunity to turn it around for 30 years, and it's only gotten worse. And so we can do better, and we will do better, but we've got to have the courage to change leadership.
You know, the Democratic primary for governor is interesting. Polls are polls are polls, but if you look at most of the polls going into today, even primary day, it shows Nan Whaley with a slight lead at maybe 22-23%. You're right around 19-20%. But over 50% of Democrats still are in the undecided category, which basically means it's anybody's race. Why are so many Democrats undecided going into primary day?
Well, look, obviously we weren't very well known outside of our cities. I spent the last 8 years not traveling the state or running for governor, but building Cincinnati's comeback. And so I had my head down dealing with COVID, dealing with George Floyd, dealing with a pension crisis, dealing with problems. And we found solutions in Cincinnati, and now we're growing twice as fast as the state of Ohio. And so I started out this race with very, very few people outside of Cincinnati knowing who I am. And we've been working to change that, but it's a big state.
Well, it's interesting, Mayor Cranley, because when you go to the Republican side, and like I say, we've had them all on, and I've asked Mr. Renacci and Mr. Blystone, if they don't win today, will they support the Republican candidate? And they both have said no, that they will write somebody in, they'll come up with something. They will not support Mike DeWine if he wins today. We all want to be positive. I know you want to win, and there certainly is a great possibility of that. But if you don't, would you support Nan Whaley?
Of course, yes.
Now, why do you think there's such a contrast between the Democrat and Republican Party in that way?
Well, because, you know, Mike DeWine's career has been synonymous with Ohio's decline. And so, you know, he deserves to be fired by his own party and by the voters as a whole. So it's not surprising.
When we look at Ohio, what is the single biggest problem we have?
Lack of growth. You know, at the end of the day, states and cities are either growing or dying. And we need young people to want to move and stay in our state. We want to move to our state and to our own children to stay here. And that's where job growth, that's where opportunity, that's where the American dream comes from. So we've got to figure out how to get the state to grow again at or above the rate of the national average.
Another interesting thing that will come out of this primary today is if Mike DeWine is nominated by his party, wins the primary today, it shows he has about 40% support within his party. And there is a very strong President Trump movement in Ohio. He shows up in Delaware a couple weeks ago and endorses somebody in the Senate race, J.D. Vance, and they go from third to first in the polls within a matter of days. How does the Democrat block that or deal with that if he should support the Republican running for governor? Because clearly the Trump endorsement matters.
Yeah, I'm more worried about making sure people know about my ideas and my record. I mean, Mike DeWine's record is known, which is why so many Republicans oppose him, too. But as you pointed out earlier, very, very few people know about me because I've been spending the last 8 years building Cincinnati's comeback. And so it's going to be a challenge to continue to be known to the average voter. And I believe if they know that Mike DeWine, who's led to decades of decline in Ohio, versus me, who's led a comeback in Cincinnati, I think people will choose me if they're given full exposure to me and to their new set of ideas of better education, infrastructure, legal marijuana, and a dividend. I think these are new, fresh ideas that can help turn around Ohio, and I think that's But the challenge will be, and I'll need your help, is to just have access to the voters and let the voters decide for themselves. But we've got to be able to get our message out. And given how big the state is, that's certainly a challenge. I admit that. But I think we can do it.
As today goes, how confident are you that you will win tonight, that you will prevail after going around the state?
You know, there's an old saying in politics that you either run unopposed or scared. And so I'm going to run scared until 7:30 tonight. And what I want Democrats to think about is who is the best candidate to beat Mike DeWine and the Republicans. And I believe that in Ohio, the economy is the most important issue. And if you agree with me, then my record on the economy is superior to my primary opponent and to Mike DeWine. Therefore, I have the best chance of beating Mike DeWine. And I think that Democrats will obviously unite around whoever wins this evening. But as we choose, I think we've got to choose the Democrat who's most likely to win.
When we talk about experience, it is interesting that the two Democrats that are running in this primary are both mayors. Is being mayor enough experience to be governor of the state of Ohio?
Well, that's the job that George Voinovich came from when he became governor, and many believe that he was a good governor and one of the great last Republican governors before they went off the rails. And he became a friend of mine before he died, and we got to talk. And so, yes, I absolutely believe. You know, I've had to deal with managing a city through COVID. I had to deal with George Floyd. I had to deal with police. I had to deal with fire. And by the way, it's been Mike DeWine and the Republicans who have defunded the police, not the Democrats. In fact, we will restore local government funding, which goes predominantly to police and fire. And Mike DeWine has been opposed by law enforcement his whole career, and he wouldn't listen to law enforcement on permitless carry. The cops said it would lead to cops getting killed, and Mike DeWine signed it anyway. And so local government, where most of government is for people's lives, remember, local government is police and fire and garbage collection and parks and rec and road paving, the things that most people actually touch and feel from government. And so it's the perfect experience launching pad for governor, because too many people that run our state in Columbus have forgotten what it's like back in local communities.
Why do people distrust politicians so much now? There seems to be a great distrust.
I think when Mike DeWine oversees the biggest corruption scandal in the history of the state, according to the FBI under the Trump administration, by jacking up our energy bills in the midst of high inflation to bail out a coal company in Indiana, it's not surprising that people have lost faith in politics. And that's why we need change.
And I know it's a busy day for you, Mayor Cranley, but before we let you go here, and we hope to have you on many more times, but for people who are driving to the polls right now or who are going to go to the polls tonight when they get off work, why should they vote Cranley over Whaley? Because that's what it comes down to today in this Democratic primary.
They should vote for me because my record of growth and economic growth is better than Mike DeWine's, better than the status quo. And Dayton, where she ran as a good mayor, but their city is underperforming the state, is still in decline. Therefore, we need to put, in my opinion, the Democrats need to unite around the candidate who has got the best economic growth message. And I clearly, objectively have that record, and I'm in a better position to beat Mike DeWine as a result.
Mayor John Cranley, a candidate today in the Democratic gubernatorial primary. Mayor Cranley, pleasure to speak with you, and hopefully we'll speak more in the future.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Boy, oh boy. Well, there we go. Now we've rounded it out. Now we've had Mayor Cranley on, so we've got you've heard them all here on this station. Any thoughts on that? Mayor Cranley's thoughts and appearance here this morning on primary day. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And we'll find out how it all turns out tonight, starting at 7:10 p.m. on this station.
The Democratic primary for governor is very interesting because 54% of Democrats are still undecided in that particular race. So even though Whaley does have the edge at this point with a few percentage points, that is anybody's race. I don't know. Do you think Cranley can win? Do you think he can pull it off? I mean, I think he admits himself that he is not very well known in the state. I don't know what Nan Whaley's recognition is in the state at this point. Did you like what you heard? Does anybody have an opinion out there this morning? 31 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And we thank Mayor Cranley for appearing on what is a very busy primary morning, to be sure. 740-751-4038. Any thoughts on Mayor Cranley? All righty here. As we keep rolling along this morning, it's interesting what issues people are interested in. And governor's a big job. Chief executive of the state. And tomorrow, we will know what the race will be in the fall. All right, if anybody's got anything to say in regard to the Mayor Cranley appearance this morning, 740-751-4038. Any predictions on the local elections today or the statewide elections? Would love to hear those. Any thoughts on the overturn possibly of Roe versus Wade? Or let's see, what else is on the agenda here? Well, of course, the terrible suicide of Naomi Judd. Should we talk more about depression and suicide in society? I think that's a big issue, and I do want to let everybody know again, I will not be here on Thursday or Friday, but hopefully I will return on Monday. So stay tuned to this station. Again, Adam the Computer Guy today at 2, Voice of a People with Linda Sims at 4, and live election coverage tonight at 7. All right, let's get back to our Family Feud question here. Name a fictional fantasy book series with a large fan base. Now, we've got Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings, and Twilight. There is still one left.
Go ahead, caller.
My business verified.
Oh, there we go. Spam call. I should have known because the phone said spam risk. You know, isn't that funny that we get calls that say spam risk? Even the phone company knows their trouble. All right, the Family Feud category. We still got one answer left here. Name a fictional fantasy book series with a large fan base. We've got Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings, Twilight. What book series, fantasy book series, are we missing? It was number 3 on the list. And as I said earlier, I could not give you a clue on this because I have never read any of these books. But I have heard the name. It is a very popular book series. 740-751-4038. Name a fictional fantasy book series with a large fan base. And again, we've got Harry Potter, we've got Lord of the Rings, we've got Twilight. Which one are we missing? Who's going to be the genius this morning that gets this one?
Go ahead, caller.
Scott, as I recall, there were some follow-ups to The Wizard of Oz, not just the main book. So that's my guess, but it's probably wrong.
No Wizard of Oz today.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
I have 3 possible answers. Could be Star Trek.
Not Star Trek.
What? Not?
Nope.
Okay, Star Wars.
Not Star Wars.
Highlander.
Not Highlander. All good guesses, though.
Okay, thanks. Okay,
thank you. 3 good guesses there, and none are correct.
Well, this might be a hard one. It's popular, though. I've heard of this many, many times. And it actually ranked above Twilight on the list here. Name a fictional fantasy book series with a large fan base. We've got Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings, and Twilight. What are we missing?
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, this is going back a ways, but I know it was really popular, and it's probably not the answer, but Nancy Drew.
Not Nancy Drew, but boy, she was popular in her day, no doubt about it.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Not Nancy Drew, but a very popular series, to be sure. 740-751-4038. Name a fictional fantasy book series with a large fan base. And again, we've already got Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings, and Twilight. But there is one missing. And again, if anybody wants to comment on Mayor Cranley's interview this morning, just a few minutes ago, or anything else going on in the world, Roe versus Wade possibly being overturned, the suicide of Naomi Judd.
Go ahead, caller.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Was it Hardy Boys?
Not the Hardy Boys. That's a good guess, though.
Okay, thanks.
Nancy Drew and the Hardy Boys, both possible answers in there, but not the correct ones we're looking for today. You know, I was trying to remember. I don't remember who sided with who in this Democratic primary. It's been kind of different, up and down. I wonder if Mayor Cranley's appearance changed anybody's mind this morning. Was anybody's mind changed by Mayor Cranley's appearance? Maybe who was thinking Nan Whaley? We've never had Mayor Cranley on until this morning. All right, we had a call coming in there. Maybe it'll... All right, I think we have it here.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Hello?
Well, if that was you, give us a call back, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Here's a shot in the dark. How about Tom Sawyer?
Not Tom Sawyer, but another good guess. Another good series.
No Tom Sawyer. Name a fictional fantasy book series with a large fan base. Now we've got Harry Potter. We've got Lord of the Rings. We've got Twilight. We're still missing one. What is it? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. It is a popular one. I have to say, I've never read this series, but I've heard a lot about it.
Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Yes.
Could it be of the Disney series, like Bambi, Mickey Mouse, Bugs Bunny?
Let's see here. Nope, not a Disney series.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Not a Disney series of books. Looking for a fictional fantasy book series with a large fan base. 740-751-4038. Does anybody know the answer? Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings, and Twilight have already been guessed. One answer left. It was number three on the list. It actually ranked above Twilight. 20 minutes left here, 40 minutes past the hour on this rainy morning. 740-751-4038. What fantasy book series is this? Boy, oh boy, we've stumped them this morning. 740-751-4038. I've had a lot of good guesses. but not the one we're looking for, unfortunately. All right.
Go ahead, caller.
Could it be Game of Thrones?
It is Game of Thrones. What is Game of Thrones about?
I have no idea. I'll be honest, I Googled the most popular fan base, and it was on there.
You know, I've heard of it. I know there are movies, but I have no idea what that's about.
I read a couple of the Lord of the Rings ones, but that's it out of those four, and I really like that.
Yeah.
That's been, years ago.
You know, did you hear the interview with Mayor Cranley there?
I did, and I actually... I don't go that way, but I thought he was pretty good.
Now, I wonder if he changed any minds of people who might have been supporting Nan Whaley, because we had not been able to get him on.
Yes, and if I was that way, that's who I would take for sure over Nan. I would take him over her for sure. I feel like he's got some better ideas. Well, go ahead.
Now, how do you think this Republican primary is going to turn out for governor?
Well, I don't know. I kind of agree with Adam on that one.
Renacci.
I mean, I'm more like Blystone type person, but I just don't think he can handle the state.
You know, it's going to be interesting. I don't know that Blystone will win tonight, although with low voter turnout, it could be anybody's race.
But he's going to take the votes from Renacci.
Yeah, I think that's what's going to happen. And I wonder,
I do too.
I have seen more Blystone signs in Marion County than anybody else. I wonder if he does win Marion County.
Well, you know, with the agriculture and farming, and this county's big, so I would say he might.
Well, you know, and I know you obviously Stuyvesant's your guy, but that's a very interesting race as well locally, because if voter turnout's low, if any of those people who have held elected office, Davis or Schauber, are able to turn out the vote, that could be up in the air.
I know. I'm a little nervous about that one. I'm heading over to the Coliseum at lunch, my lunch break.
Well, hopefully people go out and vote. They have until, I think, what, 7:30 tonight to get out there?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Hey, well, hey, thanks for the guests, and happy primary day.
Yeah, all right. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, it's interesting. I do wonder if Mayor Cranley's appearance changed any minds this morning, because we have had Nan Whaley on the show. And that Blystone-Renacci vote, here's what I think. And this is not my opinion. This is just more of my analyzation of this race today. I don't think anybody who's going to vote for Blystone would vote for DeWine. But I do think they would vote for Renacci. And I don't think anybody who's voting for Renacci would vote for DeWine, but I think they would vote for Blystone. So that's the problem. I don't think Mike DeWine will get 50% of the vote, but I think that Renacci and Blystone are going to split that anti-DeWine vote. And if that happens, DeWine's the nominee. But here's the problem. Do people who support Blystone or Renacci, would they vote for Mike DeWine in the fall? Because if he can't get those voters back, then I think the Democrat gets elected. And I don't know who that's going to be today. There are so many undecided Democrats, 54%. Who knows? Could be Mayor Cranley. Could be Mayor Whaley. Don't know at this point. Does anybody have a different take on this? 740-751-4038. And even our local election here. I don't know. If voter turnout's low, Stuyvesant, Schauber, and Davis, they all have name recognition. You have the former coroner, who was a longtime doctor here. You have a current city councilman. And you have the current county commissioner. That becomes up in the air. And will the levy pass today? The renewal levy.
for the MCBDD, Marion County Board of Developmental Disabilities. I don't know. It's a very interesting race.
Go ahead, caller.
Hi, it's Mandy at the Infusion Clinic.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what. I'll have to take that call off the air. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 46 coming up on 47 minutes past the hour. Well, we've had two wry calls off the air today. Okay. Well, let's see. Could we get through another Family Feud question here in the next 13 minutes? Now, Lee, Adam always brings up Lee. Now, Lee, I think, was a Whaley guy. But did hearing Governor Cranley sway him? Was anybody swayed by Governor, or Mayor, am I saying Governor Cranley? Mayor Cranley. Was anybody swayed by Mayor Cranley this morning? I don't know. Anybody who was in the Whaley camp? I think more people know Whaley statewide, but I don't know if that means anything at this point. 740-751-4038. Well, apparently, our friend there, Ryan, who tends to go Republican, as he said, a Renacci voter, did like what Mayor Cranley had to say. Maybe opposed to what Mayor Whaley has said. It'll be interesting. And you got to tune in tonight to hear it all happen. 740-751-4038. And the coverage starts tonight at 7:10. All right, let's see if we can get through another Family Feud here. Well, the next category has six answers, and we've got 12 minutes here. Okay. Well, we might be able to get this. It's an easier category. Name an item you might buy in a souvenir shop. An item you might buy in a souvenir shop. 740-751-4038. We've got six big answers here. An item you might buy in a souvenir shop. 740-751-4038. Six of them. You know, and I think I've probably, at one time or another, bought all of these.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Yeah, coffee mug or a shot glass?
Coffee mug is number five on the list. No shot glass, though.
All right, thanks.
Good guess. Go ahead, caller.
How about postcard?
Postcard. Any thoughts on Mayor Cranley?
Yeah, he sounds good. I mean, I don't know much about him, and you know, I haven't heard much about him, but I'd like to know more about his policy. Legalizing dope, I think, is a good idea.
But we'll see. Now, who, in your heart of hearts, who do you think's going to pull it out tonight?
Well, I think Whaley's going to pull it out on the Democrat side, mainly because with that shooting there in Dayton, she got just a lot of advertisement out of that.
We'll see if it pulls her through.
She was on TV a lot.
I don't know how 54% of Democrats are still undecided.
Yeah. And Mike DeWine, I think, is almost going to take it. The vote's going to be split enough that he'll get it.
Who do you think will win Marion County, though, in that Republican race?
I don't know.
I don't think Mike DeWine will win Marion County.
Well, you see a lot of that Blystone.
And I've seen more Renacci in the last few days, too.
I would rather have Renacci over Blystone myself. I just don't. You know, some of his comments, he's going to leave the state and all this. I mean,
well, he might be pecking tomorrow if he doesn't win tonight. It might be a busy week for him.
Yeah, you're going to have to get him an airline ticket or something.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
Go ahead, caller. Are you there?
give us a call, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Oh, boring answer, Scott. Cap or a hat?
Headgear
sometimes?
No hat on the list.
Oh, can I give a trendy answer?
Go ahead.
This isn't going to be right, but it's a comedy answer about a mask. People wear masks that have advertising or information as to where they may have traveled. I doubt that's there, but it's kind of a humorous answer.
No mask on the list.
Okay, well, thank you.
All right. Name something you might buy in a souvenir shop. 740-751-4038. We've got postcard and mug.
Go ahead, caller.
A spoon.
A spoon. No spoon on the list.
No spoon on the list today. Still have four answers left here. 8 minutes left to go. Name an item you might buy in a souvenir shop. We've got postcard and mug. Still four answers left. All right.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
A t-shirt.
A t-shirt, number one on the list. You got it.
Okay.
All right, 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, a sign saying I've been there and done that.
No sign, but I like those signs.
Those refrigerator stickers, what I'm talking about.
Oh, you know what? Magnets are on the list. Number four on the list. You got it.
Oh, yeah. Let the best man win. We can say that. Marion, I think, but I don't know about other places. Have a good day, Scott. Doing a well job.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Magnet was on the list at number four. Absolutely. Name an item you might buy in a souvenir shop. Still two answers left here.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Nope, we lost that caller. All right, 53 coming up on 54 minutes past the hour. Don't forget to tune in tonight, 7:10 p.m., live election coverage. We'll answer all these questions we've been conjecturing about for days and days and days. An item you might buy in a souvenir shop. What is it?
Go ahead, caller.
She took my answer, a t-shirt, but I got another lame answer, Scott. Food or a drink, you know, maybe that hot dog place in Toledo, a hot dog, that's kind of like a souvenir. Of course, you have to eat it, but would that be there?
No food.
Another bad answer, maybe something for your dog or cat, a dog collar or maybe a doggy sweater, which has the place on it set there. Some kind of a pet item.
No pet items.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Items you might buy in a souvenir shop. We've got t-shirt, postcard, magnet, and mug. Still two answers left. 740-751-4038. About 5 minutes left in the program today.
Go ahead, caller.
Earrings?
No earrings on the list. Go ahead, caller.
Keychain?
Keychain, number two on the list. You got it.
All right, well, we're down to one answer now. We did get keychain. What is the final answer? Name an item you might buy in a souvenir shop. We've got t-shirt, keychain, postcard, magnet, and mug. One answer left.
Go ahead, caller.
I got it, Scott. I don't think anybody said bumper sticker. That's got to be there. You know, like when you climb Washington, New Hampshire, you know, this car climb out Washington. You see those, I mean, sometimes.
No bumper sticker on the list.
Bumper sticker is a good answer. Okay, well, thank you.
No bumper sticker. What is the final answer here today? An item you might buy in a souvenir shop. We've got t-shirt, keychain, postcard, magnet, and mug. One answer left. Under 4 minutes left to go. 740-751-4038. Again, the 9th annual Missions Yard Sale, June the 2nd through the 4th. Donations are needed. Call Chris Reed, 740-751-3029. And a drop-off time, pickup, drop-off time can be set up.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
How about knickknacks or trinkets?
No knickknacks.
No knickknacks or trinkets here. Something you would get at a souvenir shop. And again, the Marion County Fair coming up July 4th through the 9th. What's the final answer? We've got quite a few knocked out here. We've got t-shirt, keychain, postcard, magnet, and mug. One answer left. Something you'd buy in a souvenir shop.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Yeah, can koozie.
Not a can koozie. No. Good guess, right. Though. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, some people collect plates.
Well, that's a good one. Not on the list, but a good answer.
No can koozie. No plate. What's our final answer? Something you might buy in a souvenir shop. We're getting down to the 2 minute mark here. We are at the 2 minute mark. 2 minute warning here.
All right, go ahead, caller.
Hello, a cup?
Not a cup.
The answers we already have are t-shirt, keychain, postcard, magnet, and mug. One answer left. Something you might buy in a souvenir shop. 740-751-4038. Now, I'll be on tomorrow morning, but I will be off on Thursday and Friday, hopefully back next Monday. Also, election coverage tonight starting at 7:10 p.m.
Go ahead, caller.
Shot glass.
Not a shot glass. Go ahead, caller.
How about a little banner?
No little banner.
Little flag banner or something like that.
No banners, no flags.
No banners, no flags on the list. About a minute left here. Again, don't forget to tune into election coverage tonight at 7:10. Adam the Computer Guy today at 2:10. And Voice of a People with Linda Sims at 4:10.
Go ahead, caller.
Band.
What's that?
Headband.
Not a headband. Go ahead, caller.
How about a hat?
Not a hat, but that's a good guess. Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Well, back in the day, we used to buy film and cameras, but maybe today, like phone bling things for your phone?
Not on the list. Good guess, though.
We're out of time on this primary day. I'll talk to you tonight at 7:10 p.m. For this day,
you're
this
listening
is Scott Spears
to WWGH
heading
Radio.
For the dugout.
LP Marion, Ohio.
Anyway, I'm going to give it now, 740-383-9944. We're doing current events, and we're going to fly through them here. If you want to join in at any time on any current event, any memory, anything you want to throw on the table, do it right now, 740-383-9944.
The dog of the big, world famous from St. Martin.
Is that
called
sangria?
Huh?
It's not sangria.
Oh, no, sangria is in Italy. This is guava berry juice.
Guava berry.
Have you ever heard of guava berry?
I have had a lot of guava berry juice, non-alcoholic.
This has got guava berries in it in the bottom, and it's called guava berry rum.
Oh, okay.
Drinking rum and Coca-Cola.
By the way, I do want to wish a happy 95th birthday to Jane Meadows. Turned 95.
Wow.
Yeah,
you have to get her on
a few days ago.
You have to get her on if you get through her secretaries.
Her secretaries are difficult to get through. Once you get to Jane, you're okay, but the secretaries are a little difficult.
Force field it's around.
Yeah, force field around Jane Meadows.
Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com.
Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
Hey, hello everyone. This is Pastor